Welcome to today's edition of Feet to the Fire, where we're always challenging the status quo. For more cutting-edge commentary, go to feettothefire.org. That is feet, the number two, thefire.org. And now your host.
So a great Supreme Court ruling was handed down yesterday that we as conservatives and constitutionalists and Christians are very excited about. Welcome to Feet to the Fire, and I am your host, Sergio Fassa. This from Fox News: Supreme Court rules Maine tuition program violates First Amendment for excluding religious schools. So essentially, what happened is this. The state of Maine passed a voucher program for neighborhoods and communities where there is no public school provided. It seems like it's certain locations where there's no public high school. What a voucher is essentially a credit, a tax credit, or a refund back of your property taxes, your school taxes that you're paying to support public school for any parent that decides not to send their kids to public school, either because, as it seems in the case of Maine, there's no public school available there, or the argument for vouchers, broadly speaking, is that there are no quality public schools that parents want to send their kids to. And so a voucher, a tax credit or refund back to the parents, allows them to take the money that they spent, the, in many places, high, exorbitant amount of money that they spent on property taxes, on school taxes. They can get that money returned to them by the municipality and then use that money to pay for the cost of a private school for their kids. It's also called school choice. School vouchers, school choice. And it's funny, this idea of vouchers, the left is very much against, even though they're supposed to be the party of choice and the party of freedom and the party of opportunity and diversity. And yet, when it comes to school, every kid needs to be forced into government-issued public schools that teach the state-run curriculum, that brainwash kids with Marxism and progressivism and leftism, that in many areas like cities, poor areas, these schools function like prisons. Low quality education, low standards, and it keeps poor kids poor, underdeveloped. It forces poor people into a low quality education. And the conservative looks at this and says, hey, you know what? What works in the market, what works when it comes to civil rights, that is freedom of choice. That's how the economy works. That's how the market works. Let's bring that over to education and give poor people a way out of these broken public school systems by saying, hey, if you don't want to send your kid to the public school, we're going to refund your money essentially, or a portion of it, give it back to you so you can afford to send your kid to a better quality school. And what happens is the Democrats and the leftists who are against this, they're against this, they prevent poor people from getting that refund so they can send their kids elsewhere to have a better educational opportunity and say, nope, no money back, force them, funnel them all through the public school program. And the two main reasons why is because, one, the Democrats push, as I said, the progressive leftist agenda in the curriculum to train up little mind-numbed robot liberals. It's a godless agenda. They can force that on the kids and on the next generation. But also, the teachers union and the Democrat Party are in a perverted symbiotic relationship. They're in bed together. So money that is collected through the teachers union is funneled over to the Democrat Party coffers. It goes into the Democrat Party treasury and pays to support Democrat campaigns. Now, if people in large school districts, in urban school districts, in poor school districts, if people start getting money back, tax credits from their school taxes, and start sending their kids elsewhere, well, two things happen. There's a population decline in the public schools. People vote with their feet and affirm that the public schools are failing them by leaving. population goes down. You need less teachers. Teachers get fired. And also, the revenue paying for the public schools goes down. And so there's less money to pay for teachers, and teachers lose their jobs. So essentially, it's like a voluntary referendum on the quality of public education. Here, it's your choice. You think government-run public schools are helping minority students in urban areas and poor areas, or really all over the country? Are the public schools doing well or not? We give you the choice. And when people vote with their feet and their wallets by taking their vouchers and going elsewhere, the public schools lose funding, they lose rosters, and they lose support. That means the teachers' union gets hurt, and that in turn hurts the Democrat Party, because the teachers' unions across the country are some of the biggest Democrat donors in the entire country. It's a sick, perverted relationship. But that's why the Democrats are against it, because they don't care about poor kids and school choice and helping poor kids learn and grow and get out of poverty. They care about lining their pockets, winning campaigns, keeping the poor poor so they can exploit them for their votes, and advancing politically, even at the expense of what would be better for poor people, which is school choice. I think you get it. So now, this is great. The issue in Maine in this particular, that was an overview of school choice generally, but the issue in Maine is this. The law allows for vouchers, but excludes the credit or the voucher, the money back to the family, for private schools that are religious. So it actually is discriminating against religious schools. You can take the money, parents. You can pay to go to a private school, but not if it's religious. So the majority opinion, which was six justices, the conservative justices plus John Roberts, who's not a conservative at all. He's a waste of time on the Supreme Court, but when he arbitrarily swings to the right, we'll take it, even though no one knows what side of the bed John Roberts is going to wake up on that day. Actually, he probably always wakes up on the left side, but when it's politically expedient, I guess he goes with the right. Regardless, we got a 6-3 vote in favor of striking down the Maine statute and saying, if you're going to do vouchers, great, you can, but it has to be for all private schools. You can't exclude against religion, because that violates the free exercise clause of the First Amendment, which makes sense because the money is given to the parents. The parents can spend the money how they want. And it's the First Amendment protects the free exercise of religion. So if the parents get the voucher back and they want to go to a religious school, that's their free exercise of religion. The government can't mandate through a voucher program that you can't send your kid to a religious school. So the Maine statute has been struck down or in a sense expanded to include religious schools. But I want to emphasize, here's where I'm trying to get, the minority opinion written by the leftists on the court, and you had more than one minority opinion written because they were so ticked off about it. But this, in a separate dissent from Justice Sonia Sotomayor, and she was claiming that in this case, the Supreme Court, quote, continues to dismantle the wall of separation between church and state that the founders fought to build. And that's what I want to address in our last moment here on today's program. This is a complete myth that the founders made this great separation so that religion has to be expelled out of the public sector. That is not at all what it is. Again, we've said this so many times. Thomas Jefferson coined that phrase, separation of wall and state, to assure the Danbury Baptists of Connecticut that the government would not invade their church and start making mandates on their religious worship because they were a minority denomination in New England concerned about government overreach. The separation of church and state does this. It says the government cannot invade the churches. And in fact, this is all the more clear now in recent years with COVID. That was the greatest example of what the founders intended to avoid. The government cannot enter our religious institutions and run them and make mandates on them or shut them down. But it was never intended to expel religion out of the public sector. That's an absurd notion. The founders were Christians and religious people practicing Christianity in a Christian civilization and knew that morality was an entailment of a Republican government. Let justice roll down like waters, America, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Don't believe the hype out there. The conservatives favor choice that helps every American, and we stand for religious freedom.